Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. Years ago, when I was just a teenager, my dad bought me an electric bike for my birthday. He saw the advertisement for the bike in the back of a popular mechanics magazine. According to the ad, the bike could travel from the East Coast to the West Coast on a single charge. No one had an electric bike back then. They were expensive. This bike was manufactured in Mexico. It came with a one-year guarantee, and it cost $4,000. Norm, it weighed 250 pounds. Additionally, the onboard bike battery was huge. Do you know what a duffel bag is? The battery that came with this electric bike was the size of three duffel bags put end to end. The battery was huge. The bike seat was mounted atop the battery. When the electric bike was delivered to my parents' house, my folks wrapped it and put a big ribbon on it. On my birthday, I blew out the candles on my cake and I unwrapped my birthday present.
Shut up!
Norm, as you already know, my birthday present was the electric bike gotten from Mexico from a mail order advertisement printed in a popular mechanics magazine. Norm, the bike was charged up and ready to go. So off I went. The bike was fun to ride. Everywhere I went, people stopped and stared at me. I felt special. I was loved. Norm, while I was seated atop my 250-pound Mexican mail-order electric bike, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my luxe genitals. And then I felt another jab. As I sat atop that bike, I heard the fabric of my shorts and panties being torn apart. As I rolled down the sidewalk on my one-of-a-kind electric bike, my sweet ass was violently jerked up and down on the bike seat. Norm, I was taking a dick. But how? Why? Up and down I went, atop that seat as the dick went in and out of my delicious pussy. I couldn't think. I frantically pulled levers and tapped on touch screens. I even dragged my feet, but it was to no avail. The bike wasn't slowing down, it was speeding up. As I sped down the sidewalk, my loud moans of pleasure intensified. I went past a Burger King, a McDonald's, the Salvation Army, and a Taco Bell. Everyone froze in their tracks to get a glimpse of me as I moaned aloud uncontrollably, and as my sweaty, juicy ass moved up and down like the pistons in a steam locomotive. Fuck my birthday! To hell with my parents! The only thing that mattered to me was my birthday gift. It was the best gift I had ever received. It was an orgasm maker. At breakneck speeds, I traveled down the sidewalk, coming again and again. I was squeezing my tits in public. Everything became a dizzying blur. Get out of the fucking way, assholes, I'm coming. I have an audio clip of me atop the bike getting reamed out. I'll play it now. That is the end of the audio clip. Norm, when I woke up, a police officer told me that a big-dicked Mexican had been packed into the battery compartment of my electric bicycle. The Mexican was able to ram his enormous dick up and through the hole drilled into the seat of the electric bike. The authorities told my parents that every electric bike sold through the mail order advertisement that my father responded to contained a Mexican fitted into the oversized battery compartment. It was their way into the United States. If the Mexican paid more money, they were packed into one of the electric bikes that would allow the stowaway to bang out its rider. That's what happened to me. My hugely hung stowaway paid extra, and I took thousands of beefy strokes up my hungry fuckhole. It was my birthday. I was a virgin. Norm, I walked bull-legged for over a month. All my schoolmates knew that I had taken the dick. The Internet Crimes Division confiscated the bike, but let me keep the bike seat. My father sold the bike seat on the internet for over $10,000. My mother hung the torn-up soiled panties and shorts that I wore during my fatty flogging from a string in my bedroom. It's fun to watch my underpants move about my room when a breeze comes through my window. Nor am I telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, don't buy your electric bike from an advertisement in the back of a popular mechanics magazine. You'll take a dick guaranteed. Just look at me. I was the birthday girl. Now I must go. Norm, all my friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. Please call me back. I call all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
Pardon me, just reaching for a cigarette. So in the last recording that I made, I don't know when that was, last week. Look it up, stupid. In the last recording, I left you at a place with me being alongside this tiny little creek in upper northern Michigan where there are people finding gold flakes in the river. And I'm up there. I go up there because a friend of mine came to my house and said, Norm, they're finding gold in a little tiny creek in upper northern Michigan. He told me the coordinates, the waypoints, the location. Then he showed me gold in a tiny little glass vial that he had with a black cap. It looked like something you'd snort cocaine with. And it was gold flakes. And I said, you found that in that river, in that creek? And he said, yeah. I don't know why I would make a mistake. If I ever say river, understand that I mean creek. He said, yeah, I found it in the creek, Norm. Got this junky-ass SUV. I thought he was coming over to party. I thought he was coming over, going to tell me something party going on in the area. I don't really know. I'm so very, very sorry. I promised myself I'd never take a leak when I'm making a recording, but I got to go so bad. When it comes on, it's so powerful that I got to let it out, my pee. And this happened because a few years ago, I don't remember exactly, remember when, I toe-fucked this bitch, and I got the toenail fungus because I toe-fucked her with my toe. The doctor said it could take as long as 6 months to a year with this medication to get rid of the toenail fungus because I put my toe in her cunt. Give me a minute, will you? Anything can happen when you're messing around with a cunt. The day after I toe-fucked her, my toenail turned black. Give me a minute. He said, yeah, I found it in the creek, Norm. He said he had been finding gold, and he didn't lie. He gave me the waypoints, the coordinates. I packed up my ultralight aircraft. I've got a pilot license. And he said, yeah, head on out there. You're going to find stuff. Now, that's what I've always wanted to do. I mean, 1 ounce of gold is $2,300, somewhere around there. $2,350, $2,275. It's somewhere around there, wavering throughout there. And I thought, I'm going to find gold. I need to find gold to continue my lifestyle, to continue the freedom that I experience presently now. I need to find gold so I can ensure that I'm safe till the day I die. Otherwise, I won't be safe till the day I die. I'll be some cheap-ass nursing home, some state-run shit. There'll be a bunch of black people there with big rubber gloves, and I say this because I remember my father, he couldn't go to the bathroom, and they had to go up his ass with rubber gloves to get his shit out. And I don't want that to happen to me. They're robbing you and shit, taking your shoelaces, taking anything you have. I just don't want that. I want to be protected in some way against that happening. So I thought, wow, I'm gonna go up there and pan for gold. He said, yeah, I've panned for gold. I found gold. I got an ounce. I said, how many days? He said, 2 days tops. I found 1 ounce of gold, gold flakes. Doesn't matter how it is. Gold dust, gold flakes, stuff so tiny in this pan, and when you're panning for gold that's mixed in with the sand, it doesn't really matter. You take it all. You take what you can get. So I was excited. And I loaded up my ultralight aircraft. I was going to say SUV. I loaded up my ultralight aircraft because I have a pilot license, and I put everything on that I need for the pan, for panning for gold. I've got a metal detector. I've got a GPS system. I got all kinds of food. I brought booze, all kinds of dope. And I bought a handful of different kind of guns that I usually carry with me. One in particular I like are German Lugers. And I also have a Glock that's been modified with a little square thing you can put at the back of the gun. And it turns this damn thing into a monster machine. I mean, there's nothing like it. Mach 10, forget about it. Newsy, nothing like it. I mean, this is incredible. This little alteration, this little device you can put at the back of a fucking Glock. So I loaded up everything and I went up there. I had the waypoints. I had the location. And I went up there. And sure enough, when I landed the ultralight aircraft, I got off. There were people panning for gold exactly where he told me they would be. Now, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought, well, if he was full of shit, if he was fibbing to me, if he was making this up, if he was wasted, I don't really know. I didn't have to fly very far, and it's good exercise for me to keep flying and good exercise for the aircraft to keep moving that engine, to keep it running. They're made to fly, just like a car is made to drive. You don't drive it, it falls apart. Shit rusts, it freezes up, the tires go, that seals start leaking oil, and it's the same thing with an ultralight aircraft. So I didn't think it would be a bad thing to actually find out that he was lying to me. But he wasn't lying to me. When I got there, I saw all kinds of people panning for gold. And there were women there, there was music playing, there were serious people panning. There was one, I think they call it a sluice system, and it was running on solar power and its giant battery. It's this thing that looks like a slide, and water runs down it, and gold can be gotten that way with the massive amount of water running down this sluice. And they capture the gold. The more water you can process, the more gold you can collect. So I thought this was it. I thought, holy shit, this is fantastic. This is going to be payday for Norm Augustinus. Because why? Because nobody will work as hard as I do. And that's not somehow boasting or trying to be Mr. Big or have an ego. It means that I drive myself to such extents that I can exhaust myself physically for a couple of days. I can actually almost put myself in a cemetery from obsessive driving of whatever it is I happen to be on. And I figured I'd do the same thing here. I'm going to walk out of here with ounces upon ounces upon ounces of gold, and that's what I wanted to do. Now, one day I walked into town. They were tried to get me in this bowling alley. They tried to hook me up with a bunch of chicks in a back room. I didn't do that. I didn't fall for it. It was very clever how they recruit people. The second day I was acclimating myself to actually trying to find gold in the creek. And then the third day, absolutely incredible, I'm actually finding fucking gold. Now, when I was there, finding this gold, when I was there, there was, now here's where it starts. There was one dude there that was doing something very bizarre while people are panning for gold. There's people panning for gold. There's chicks over there smoking dope. And they all want to be with the guy who gets the most, and then you can get her pussy. I don't know, some kind of reward or something like that. They're not really panning. They want you to pan, but they're around there. You know how women are. They're anywhere where the money could possibly be. They won't be very far behind. So as I'm panning for gold, I'm watching this guy, and he's got this machine. And the machine looks like some kind of like a meat grinder, except it's not a meat grinder. It grinds much finer than that. It grinds stuff up into like a confectionery sugar powder. And I watched him while I was panning for gold and finding gold. It's incredible. And when I started to talk to him, this is where it starts to get interesting. This is kind of where the story might start in this recording. As I start to talk to him, he says to me, I'm going to put this dildo. He opens up this big cardboard box, and it's lined with wax paper. Like if you're at a meat shop or something, and they're getting stuff wholesale through the back door, and they're opening the boxes up, and there's chicken legs in there, and there's wax paper bag-like. That's like what he had, and only it was filled with dildos. And it wasn't one box. When I looked up higher up the hill there was maybe 10, 15 boxes of this shit that was he was waiting for to use to process. And when I say process, I mean what happens to dildos is something that I never knew. I've joked about dildos in the past or something. I mean, who hasn't? But what I found out this day about dildos was absolutely gobsmacked me. It was awe-inspiring. And straight away, I realized that I had something big here that I hadn't known about. I was on the cutting edge of something big. And that's what it is. It's going to be gigantic in this country because that's how this country is. The United States is. They'll smoke or shoot up or drink or it doesn't matter, whatever it is to get themselves high. But this is an incredible find. And how it works is that I found out these dildos, he tried to tell me, tried to explain to me, and I'm listening to him while people are panning for gold, the dildos get hard, and they harden over the years. I'm talking about real rubber dildos. These aren't plastic dildos. These aren't dildos with batteries in them. These are real dildos that are flexible and rubbery-like, and the good ones are made from actual rubber trees or rubber plants. I don't know which one it is. It's this white, milky-like sap, and they can process this and make tires and rubber things out of it. But the real rubber dildos is what he uses, and what happens is this. Say a woman uses a dildo for many, many years. What happens is her vaginal juices that are being excreted out her sugar walls, her cunt walls, the cunt tract, the vaginal lubricant and juices get kind of leaked out of those walls in preparation for a dick to go through it. But if it's not a real dick and it's just a dildo, those juices get absorbed into the dildo. That's just the way it is. The rubber's porous. If you looked at it in a microscope, you'd see it. Rubber, real rubber, is porous. And those juices get leached into the pores of the dildo, and they go into the core of the dildo. And once the core is formed, it's mineralized, these juices, these proteins, and all that stuff that goes in there, it turns hard and starts to expand until all the pores are completely filled on the dildo with this vaginal lubricant, this vaginal juices. It's all inside the dildo. It can absorb no more. These amino acids, these mineralizations that happen, the proteins that come out of the vaginal juices, the oils and lubricants of it, it's all inside the dildo, starts to dry out with the dildo dries out, the juices dry out, and it's like kind of a semi-fossilized dildo that gets hard and starts to expand. Now, there's the product you need. It sounds ridiculous, it sounds crazy, but it's 100% true. I watched this guy fucking doing it. I did it myself. I watched people do it, and I know it's real. I'm not kidding you here. This is a ground floor opportunity. Who knows, for you yourself, you could get in on this, keep your ear to the ground, and you'll see that it's true. This is that cutting edge. Nobody's talking about this. Nowhere. That's how my life's always been. I stumble across shit at the lowest points, and suddenly I'm not at the lowest point, I'm at the biggest point again, and then I wait to stumble upon something all over again. Maybe you're like that, I don't know. So the dildo starts to get hard, like an elephant skin or something. I think that's the word he used when he told me it. Like an elephant skin, or an elephant that has died in the sun and it's getting real hard. It's like a leathery kind of feel of the exterior skin of an elephant. He said the skin on a dildo gets like that. It can no longer flex. It's likely to crack more than it is likely to flex. A woman has no more use for it anymore. It just becomes a stiff stump. And they abandon them. What's happening then is that he collects these dildos up through these sites. He puts ads in newspapers and publications trying to collect dildos, and he pays people for the old dildos. So if they have dildos, he'll put an ad somewhere. They'll send their dildo to him, and he'll send them pay. I don't know what he told me it was, 50 cents maybe, 35 cents. It was somewhere in there. I can't remember exactly the number, but 35 cents, 50 cents. He said he pays people to turn in a dildo, a rubber dildo, so that he can process the dildo. And as I said before, the dildo has all these sexual juices in it, has perspiration in it, has shit in it, has traces of urine in it. It's a formula that can only be made by the woman's pussy in combination with it being in contact with the rubber dildo, the actual real rubber dildo. It's something that can't immediately be replicated because it's all natural, and it's an all natural thing that happens to the dildo. And what happens to the dildo? The dildo gets very hard and stiff, almost grizzle-like. That's what the dildo turns into, even harder. Now, he takes these dildos, and he puts them in a machine that he's made. The machine takes the dildo and grinds up the dildo into like a confectionery sugar, a confectionery powder, like the sand on the moon. It's just like that kind of sand, like powdery dust. That's the sand. That's what this machine does to the dildo. And he puts the dildo at the top of the machine, and he had all kinds of stuff there. He had a power, a little power, electric power, this portable electric power thing to generate, to run this thing, had a solar panel on it. And he ran it with this panel and this battery. And then the dildos go in the top, and out the bottom, the dust shows up. It looks like this kind of a tannish dust. It's not a white dust. It's a tannish kind of pinkish, hue-ish color of dust, of like a confectionery sugar that collects in a special container he has. The container's made out of plastic, and it doesn't have an open lid. It goes into the plastic container, and then it's done. And he showed me how one dildo would yield like 3 cups of this plastic container he had. 3 plastic cups in this container of this white confectionery sand that isn't white confectionery sand. It's not white confectionery sugar. It's created from a dildo by milling down, like running corn through a fucking mill, by using this grinder that grinds up the dildo into a powdery residue. And then what happens then? You're going to say, great, what about it, Norm? That's really great. Well, because of the urine, because of the perspiration, because of the skin cells, because of whatever could possibly be around that dildo or embedded into the dildo, maybe even pubic hairs, I don't know, whatever, maybe shit and fecal matter and amino acids and proteins from whoever she was maybe fucking, or they are doing a double dildo on each other, whatever was touched that dildo that a woman does, now they copy the same shit all the time, the secret is trapped inside the dildo. The dildo needs a woman, and the woman needs the dildo, and that's the only way this powder is available. That's the only way this powder is produced. Now, what is the powder? Well, as I'm thinking about the gold, thinking about my panning, and watching the chicks down the creek, and listening to the music, and there's one good-looking girl down there with shorts on, really attractive. I mean, nothing that you'd ever get. As I'm listening, taking all that in, taking what he's telling me, and I'm thinking about this, what he does with the stuff is what I'm looking at to the right of me, sitting a little bit higher up past the little creek here. And it looks like they're snorting something. And that's exactly what they're doing. They were and are snorting the dust, the confectionery, like ground up fine, like sugar sand, like confectionery sugar. They're snorting that shit and they get really fucked up. Now, I got to tell you personally, I tried this stuff. He was giving everybody all they wanted for free. I don't know why, probably trying to get people hooked on it, trying to develop a market, get some customers that could keep coming, you know, coming on. You initially got to give them samples. And I snorted this shit. And I got to tell you, I got wasted in a way I've never been wasted before. Not like you feel with you were heroin or cocaine or fucking marijuana or booze. It's a completely different high than you'd ever imagine. I don't know what it does to your brain. It's probably bad what it does to your brain. But in actuality, everybody there, including myself, who was there for gold panning to pan for gold, who got sidetracked, everybody there was snorting fucking shit out of a woman's pussy. That shows you how monumental a female really might be. Okay, yeah, they can make kids and all that. That's pretty big. That's monumental. But they can also get you high with their pussy. There's like multiple fucking things, and you already kind of get high from a pussy. Your endorphins are running, you're fucking all kinds, you're feeling great, you're near a pussy, you got a cunt there, wow, you're fucking feeling good, you're feeling strong, real manly, it makes you feel that. But shit, the shit inside of it, including the fixins that drop off the sugar walls inside her cunt, that all collects and goes into this dildo and turns this dildo into a very valuable fucking product, a very valuable thing. I asked him, I said, how much could an 18-inch or 16-inch dildo, how much could it yield if it's seasoned in the kind of dildo you're looking for that's years old? Oh, he said a 14 or 16-inch long dildo, he said, would be particularly valuable. He said, that might get me somewhere in the area of $4,000. I said, $4,000? A $4,000 dildo, stupid? That's what he said, a $4,000 dildo. Then he goes on and says, if it's a double-headed dildo that's maybe 24 inches long, I could probably get $6,500 of product out of that dildo, because he said a double-headed dildo, the people are really cramming it in. The one's cramming it in their asshole. The other one's cramming the other end in their cunt. They're cramming and jamming and forcing these fluids, these juices, into the dildo at a frantic rate. They might be perspiring. They might be spitting all over the place. He said that dildo could be maybe $6,000 if it's seasoned enough so that I can stick it in this fucking like grinder that turns it into like cocaine, the same kind of consistency, same kind of powder. The dildo is very, very valuable. Now, I said to him, man, isn't a dildo a rubber dildo? You can't get like $10, $12 online. You go to Temu or something, or Amazon or some shit like that. Isn't a dildo very inexpensive? He said it is. But a lot of those are synthetic dildos, he said. We want the all-natural, genuine, 100% rubber dildo. And I said, how do you know that? Because he said that he has a test that he can do to the actual rubber dildo, and it will come back a color, like a pH thing, that shows that this is actual rubber dildo created from the rubber plant or the rubber tree, whatever it is. He said the synthetic dildos don't respond in any way to the test. He's never tried one, and he says that the synthetic dildos won't absorb the juices out of her fuckhole like the real dildo, the real rubber dildo. It won't absorb the juices into the core, the center, the nucleus of the dildo. It needs to go to the nucleus of the dildo. And then once that's filled, it moves from the nucleus to the exterior walls, each circle like a tree ring, till it comes out to the outside of the dildo. And now it's done. But he said a synthetic dildo doesn't do that. You can't get high from it. It doesn't absorb juices. They're just fucked up. It's just a synthetic dildo for some chick trying to get off. She doesn't know that she was fucking like making a diamond, like compressed carbon of thousands of years and all kinds of pressure. It's sort of the same kind of find with a woman and a real rubber dildo. Isn't that nuts? I mean, that's fucking nuts. That's fucked up, man. It's starting to make me really fucking feel really goddamn emotional, because now I think, man, maybe I can make a lot of fucking money. Maybe I could start collecting real rubber dildos, genuine rubber dildos from fucking rubber plants, rubber trees, man. And I could start collecting these dildos, and I could fucking make my ship come in. Man, I could make my ship come in. It's fucking in, then I'm on my way. And I start getting really fucking emotional with this description on this shitting project, this fucking methodology, this thing, this natural phenomena that nobody knows about with a rubber dildo. I mean, sticks this rubber dildo in this grinder and slowly pushes it down. Now, there's a slight odor. And you're going to say, what kind of odor is it, Norm, when the guy was shoving the dildo, the seasoned dildo that's years old? The seasoned dildo that has been packed inside some chick's fuckhole year after year after year, 350 fucking days of the year. Only time she doesn't done it's when she's sick or she threw out her back or pulled a muscle or leg. It's fucking dildo seasoned, waiting there to go, man. The only time she doesn't do it, it's in this chick's pussy, and it's so valuable. It's unending value for fucking me. He puts this dildo in this grinder and slowly pushes down on it, and there's this stink, this odor. And you're going to say, what is the odor? Well, initially, I couldn't place it. I thought, geez, that smells like sandalwood or something, like you'd have on your face if you're a man and you're shaving. But when I got closer to it and I smelled it, it becomes kind of like a sandalwood, but it's mixed with a heavy stink of pussy. Honest to God, now that's not meant to be derogatory. That's just what the fucking fly trap smells like down there between their legs. It smells like pussy, this powder. Now, that's going to make it a bigger draw to everybody than anything you could ever imagine. Fucking pussy flavored powder, and it's not fake. It's all natural. You're snorting some chick's cunt. Now, she might have been thin. She might have had big fucking 36 double Ds, a small waist, a size 3 or 5 with long fucking hair, not some big bubbly fucking oversized mountain of fat with all these goddamn marketed curves they tell you are so valuable. They're not valuable to me in any way, but likely somewhere along the line of that dildo, some thinner chick used it. Maybe the fat ass's daughter used it when the mom went to fucking work at the screw machine factory on Grosbeck Highway in Roseville, Michigan. Maybe the daughter used it. Now that makes it fucking valuable. And I asked him that. That led into the next thing I was going to tell you. I said, does it matter how old, because I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to understand this. I said, does it matter how old the woman is that was using the dildo? Does it matter? He said, here's what he found out. He said, if an old bag with a slack jaw cunt, all sloppy and shit, he said that they get less juices, less fluids out when they're fucking themselves, when they're hammering out their fuck hole with this fucking dildo. He said, there's not as many juices. There's more torment and agony than there is pleasure. There's no lubricant really gushing out. There's no fucking seasonings in the cunt to sink into the dildo, so it doesn't make it very powerful. It's a weak version that you can maybe sell once it's ground up to a fucking kid, some big-titted fucking 13, 14. You could maybe sell it to her. She wouldn't know the difference. But what you really want, and that's what he told me. I'm telling you straight. I'm trying to recall the things he told me so you can get it straight from almost like you're talking to him, only through your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. NormAugustinus.com. He said that a young woman now using an actual rubber dildo, he said, now those juices are gushing. I mean, I've had plenty of young women and they're gushing. Their drawers are soaked. The fucking underwear is wet all the way to the elastic. The elastic, all the juices got leached up to the elastic. The whole fucking panty's really stick. I've had chicks like that. And he said, yeah, that's the kind of woman you want to get a dildo from. Well, I said, how do you figure that out? He said, you can't. I don't have a test for that. I just get the solidified dildo. I get them sent to me. I pay them. I try to collect them up. He said, I once, at one time, used to put 55-gallon plastic barrels in Seattle, he told me, and it said, discard used dildos here, and it said, thank you, and it said, the city of Seattle. He put that up there. It wasn't real, but people actually donated their dildos, and he said those were really a good dildo. A lot of them were really powerful dildos to snort because they were coming from young women with all kinds of high hopes, high fucking visions, fucking things aimed at the sky and above, what they were going to do in this life. So they're really snorting, really juicing out the fucking shit into the side of the dildo. So the age matters on the dildo. Old bags of shit, they're not got no more period anymore, they're dried out. There hasn't been an egg in their fucking cunt for a million years, and now you don't know what they are. Are they a chick? Are they a guy? If they don't have a period, they must be like a fucking guy. You get confused. That's why you really want to steer yourself away from that. And I'm telling you the truth, kind of steer away from that old dried up fucking that horn on a saddle. That's the kind of cunt they have. You know, the horn you hold on to. You don't really want that. That's like, they're cunts like the horn on a saddle. You can pull it up. You can knead it in the shit. Put it in the shapes and stuff. It doesn't fucking bounce back. It's just there. It's just this thing. So he said, yeah, young women, the better the younger the woman that used the dildo, all the juices get packed into the pores of the real dildo. They sink down to the nucleus of the dildo. It's like tree rings. And then they go out ring by ring by ring until all the pores are fucking solidified. They're all solid. Then the dildo starts to dry out super fast and it expands. And I said, how much can it expand? He said, it can expand. I've seen it up to a half inch to almost an inch in diameter. Once everything is mineralized, once all the proteins, all the things in the cunt in there, once it all solidifies and expands, he said, that dildo's ready. It's like the skin on an elephant. And watch, he said, feel this one. Watch as I put it in. And I felt it as he was pushing it in. It was amazing. It's amazing to be there. And it comes out this confectionery sugar-like powder. And I'm just blown away by it. I think, oh my God, man, look at this. I'm snorting some chick's pussy. I mean, how much more intimate can you get than that? Yeah, your dick's in her hole, you're blowing a load. I remember once I asked a woman that I dated, I said, where does the cum go? She said, it just falls out. Well, that's not any good, just falls out. But if you're snorting a fucking ground-up dildo that's been ground up into confectionery sugar-like sand material, like a cocaine powder, it's more intimate that way. I mean, it's going into you, you're breathing in, it's going right into your brain immediately. I mean, you can't get a rush like that from a cunt other than your 2 second, a half a second orgasm. This is going to be super, super big. Now, sometimes, as he puts the dildo through, this is an expense he told me, what happens is this. The grinder that he made special for this purpose, he said it'll hit hard spots in the dildo, really calcified, hard, expanded spots with lots of mineralization, lots of calcium buildup, all the salts and all the proteins and minerals and all that shit in there that was in her cunt. It'll hit a hard spot and it'll break the blade on the fucking thing that he created. Now, he said he has to hand make the blade because there's no device that grinds up rubber dildos into a confectionery-like sugar. He said there's nothing like that. And he said, that's expensive for me. I have to actually produce, create, manufacture the blade when it hits that hard area that's inside the dildo, super hard area. And I asked him, like you're probably thinking now, that super hard area, is that an area that can be used? Is that an area that's good? Is that an area that's bad? Is it something to be avoided? And he said, no, I'll stop you right there. Just like that. He said, I'm going to stop you right there. I said, okay, stop me right there, man. He said, let me explain something. That area that I hit with the blade, it's like a two-edged blade. What do they call it? Two-sorted knife, a two-sided knife, a two-edged, whatever that phrase is. He said, that is the honey hole. That is the fucking, the premium thing in the dildo. It's so calcified, so hard with pussy juices, vaginal juices, perspiration, sweat, skin. It's so calcified in there that he said, when I do get to that and I grind that up, he said, it'll fuck you up for a week. Can you imagine something like that? Inside a dildo? I mean, I've been around dildos, man, my whole goddamn life. I never knew this. I've wasted all these key moments in my goddamn life. I've wasted it not understanding what a dildo's real worth is, what the value of a dildo really is, man. I remember I was at Ferris State University. I was there with and I dated a girl throughout college. Her name was Dawn. And we were dumping her garbage at the garbage place at the end of the semester going into summer. The semester was over. And there was a big dildo laying on the floor and over by the wall. It must have been 14, 15 inches long. I'm sure it wasn't an uneven inches. Chicks wouldn't want to say my hole is 13.5 or 13.6. It was going to be an even amount of inches, let's say 14 inches long. And I saw that dildo. I picked it up. She said, don't pick it up. I didn't know it. See, some chick was going to throw that out. It fell out of her garbage or something like that. She couldn't go home to her dad, and she got this monster dildo, and he's paying all this money. I mean, what kind of sickness is that? What kind of fucking sin-twisted goddamn joke on the father is that? How you doing at school, honey? You're not doing jack at school. All you're doing is coming. Your mom found your dildo. There it is over there on the fucking kitchen counter next to the fucking plastic oranges and the fake bananas. There's your dildo. What's the goddamn difference? And she's got a dildo up there. And I had that dildo in my hand. It was properly seasoned. It maybe could have gone, it was ready for the grinder, ready to be snorted. And it was in my hand, man. I had my future in my fucking hand. I never made sense of why I would have been fucking exposed to that scene. A lot of people wrote me and said, it was probably your girlfriend's dildo. It fell out of her box or she didn't want you to see it. When you started helping her, she probably tossed it. And there was pencil lines on the dildo, marked on the dildo, because the chick using it had marked the depth, how far the dildo went into the cunt. They had carefully marked it. They had used these pencil lines to see how deep they could go. Initially, I found that to be odd and scary and spooky, and I thought, what is a fucking woman, man? But then I realized what she was doing, this chick, and that is, when she has a monster dick in front of her, she wants to be able to tell herself this quietly into herself. I think I can take that. I've tested that. I can take that dick. I can take that dick. I can't take that dick. It's a protection so you're not impaled by this monster dick and all the air comes out of you because you got impaled by too big a dick and you blast away like a goddamn balloon with a hole in it. That's the most amazing thing that I think I've ever realized is that I had that dildo in my fucking hand and that was the future. The future, it moved from that moment when I was at this university and went all the way up to there as I'm standing beside a tiny little creek with a bunch of people panning for gold, hippies mostly, and people who wanted to fucking party who thought, well, you know, if I find a couple flakes of gold, that'll be good as I'm sucking someone's cock, as I'm taking a fistful of cum up my back door. And I think, wow, look at this. I had the sign then. I understood what the future was then. So younger women's dildos, he prefers. Old bags of shit. The dildo ain't worth nothing. There's nothing inside the dildo. Nothing went into the nuclei unless she had it for fucking 25 or 35 or 40 fucking years when she was actually still hip active, moving those hips up and down, her eyes rolled back like a shark eating a trigger fish, fucking jugs bouncing up and down, the goddamn nipples rock hard and out 2 inches. That's when the juices were really going into the dildo. That's when it was most fucking valuable. So I do the dust. I call it dildo dust. I think I called my recording that in the last recording, dildo dust. And I thought that's a good fucking title. Dildo dust. I mean, it's perfect. Dildo dust? Right out of the vagina of a woman, all natural. Dildo dust from the woman's cunt right to you, straight to you, from the cow to the car, whatever they call that, straight to you. Here it is for your approval. Snort the fuck away, man. So I'm excited. And maybe you can hear it in my voice. I'm very excited, and I'm going to approach this in an intellectual and methodic way. I'm going to got my dry erase boards. I've got my algorithms, my software, my notebooks. I've got all kinds of shit lined up, and I'm trying to figure out how to make this work for me. How to get dildos that are seasoned. How to make this become a jackpot for your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. She had a woman wrote me, and she said, I didn't know who you were. For 3/4 of the recording, you should say your name more. And I just started to do that more. But this is what I'm trying to compile. This is what I'm trying to fucking figure out. Like, you're on COBOL or Pascal or whatever fucking programming you're doing, Fortran, some old shit, and I'm trying to figure it out how to make this work 100% for me as I'm watching him with his fucking machine. So I say to him, how do you make the blade? He said, well, can't make the blade here, but I have to pour the material. I have to heat it. Then I have to quench the blade, put it in oil or water. I don't remember which one he said. I have to quench the blade, but the hole has to be drilled prior to quenching the blade because the blade gets super, super hard. Now, the blade doesn't look like a blade like you've ever seen. It's a blade with one fucking, let's say, like the width of 1/4 inch, but like 5 of those, 5 little blades, like a coffee stirrer. 5 of those on each end of the blade, and that's what causes this extreme grinding. He quenches it, he heats it up, he makes it himself. And I said, could anybody do that? And he said, yeah, anybody could do that. And I'm thinking this, if this gets really big, like I feel it is, people snorting fucking dildo dust, dildo dust, that's what I call people snorting this shit. If this gets really big, who's going to manufacture these machines? Who's going to make replacement blades for the machines so that they can keep grinding up seasoned dildos to make fucking dildo dust that can be snorted by anybody in the planet? Who's going to make the machines or whatever to create these machines from the ground up, the pieces of plastic, the screws, the mounts, the electricity, all of it, get it UL listed? Who's going to make the blades? And that's more possible money for your correspondent. That's more fucking things that I can procure, I can fucking produce, I can pull out of this thing that this guy's showing me that I've never before seen in my life. Oh, fuck. Damn it. Shit. I just blew away my autographed picture. It's in this beautiful frame of Adrian Barbeau. Looks like shit. It's completely destroyed. Fuck. I'm sick of this gun shit. Me and guns. Fucking A, man. Okay, let's move on. There's nothing I can do about it. It's gone. Adrian's got a bullet hole in her. Now, as I'm sitting there talking to the guy, and he's telling me about dildo dust, he's telling me how it works, he's telling me how it's manufactured, how it's made, how a woman has to be involved in it 1,000%. I mean, this is so fucking exciting, man, that I'm getting goosebumps fucking thinking about it. It's just that goddamn exciting, because I think, man, how many women are there? There's 8 billion people on the planet, 6 fucking billion of them are bitches. Maybe 3.9 billion of them bitches are always got a dildo in their cunt. It's an endless supply of dildos that could keep coming and coming and coming and coming. I know what you're thinking. You could be thinking this. Well, Norm, if they find out that their dildo that's now seasoned, they've had it 10, 15 years, they got 5 or 6 of them, one dildo could be worth a couple of grand to the guy who grinds it up. If they find out that this dildo's worth something, why wouldn't she grind up her own dildo? Why wouldn't she grind it up, turn it into fucking cocaine-like dust, package that shit and everything, and then go on to the next dildo till she's fucking 80 years old, make her own side money, and she's got her own fucking, what they call a side job, a fucking hustle job, whatever they call it. Why couldn't she do that herself? Well, she could do it to herself. She could do it herself. But how many women want to do that kind of work? How many women want to put their dildo, watch their dildo that's become a friend to them, sort of, watch it go into this grinder and grind it into this fucking, this dust, this sugar-like fucking confectionery sugar? How many women want to do that? They're searching for dildos. Their house is full of dildos. They've got ads up all over the place. They've got it on Craigslist and all over the internet. How many women want their place filled to the brim? Their bedrooms, their side rooms, their fucking sunroom, their, how many, their shed, how many want these rooms, these areas to be fucking to the ceiling of dildos? I mean, it would stink. Their house would stink. It'd smell like fish, all the bad memories. I mean, each dildo tells a story. And I might add, it tells a horrifying story. You think that it's somehow happy-go-lucky and fun? Oh, there's a dildo. They had a good time. That's not how it is. You're talking about jamming something 14 inches long in a woman's asshole, and she's in a hotel room or motel, possibly laying on a bed that's covered in fucking cum. The room's covered in bed bugs. People have been beaten there and killed in there and shit in there in the bed. I mean, this is a really traumatic fucking thing. They don't maybe want to do something like that with their goddamn dildos. This is what a woman does to create this dildo. It's a lot of horror behind it, a lot of history behind it, and you have to respect that. And believe it or not, this guy told me that. He said, if I was mining, what the hell is that green stuff? Jade. He said, if I was mining jade, there'd be a huge history behind it, and I'm finding it. It's ancient, 1,000 years old. He said it would have a huge history behind it. I wouldn't want to break it. I wouldn't know the history. I'd have to respect it 1,000% in every way so that I could reap something from it, and it would see that I was giving it the respect that it deserved. And, you know, when he put those dildos, when he took them out of the case, let me show you something. Let me tell you something here. I can't show you. He put on these white gloves. It was sort of stupid. He put on white gloves that went just past his wrist, like gloves you might wear if you're a jeweler and they're going to show you a Rolex watch or some other shit like that. They're going to show you a Rolex watch. He puts white gloves on. It's all show trying to market you, show you the value of it, show you how lucky you are. But he put on white gloves similar to that and pulled the dildo carefully out of the package. Now, to carry it out of the dildo, he used these like tong-like things, but they didn't have points on the tongs, not like ice tongs. On the end of the tongs where the point would be, it had this big kind of a rubbery round thing that couldn't do damage to anything, and that's how he lifted them out of the box with his white gloves on. He was showing the dildos the respect, he said, that the dildos deserved while he used the dildo and processed it through the thing. Once it went through the grinder and shit, it became a different thing. Whatever was trapped in the dildo, he was trying to explain to me, the spirits, the aura, the whatever electricity, whatever vibe the dildo was trapped inside there, he said, when you ground it up, now you released it. Now it becomes something else. Just like when a person dies, the body's gone, discarded, but the spirit, it goes somewhere else. That's how it is with the dildo, and he explained that to me. And in such a way that it was really touching. I mean, I almost started to fucking cry, man. I mean, I'm not shitting you. I almost started to fucking cry the way he was describing the dildo. I mean, it was really goddamn touching. I remember I kept clearing my throat. The water kept running out of my fucking eyes. I started having fucking ringing ears. I get that sometimes under severe emotional strain. I almost started fucking crying when I realized the chain, the history, the lineage that a dildo has from the factory to the user to him so that he can grind it up. Man, this is big. This is super big. I was sitting there talking and shit. And as they're talking, as he's explaining to me, as I'm sucking this up, and I am sucking them up really, really hard. I'm sucking up everything he's telling me. That's how I am. If you were to sit with me, you'd think I had autism because I'd never leave your face. I'd listen to everything you said. And I might even take notes and you think, that's sort of strange. But now bitches, they like that. They think this, wow, he really likes me. He's really, what's that phrase I hate? He's really into me. He's really studying me. They like that. Some fucking vacant idiot who says, let's go get some French fries. You want to get fucking onion rings? You want a fucking chicken ring sandwich from White Castle? That's not the same. When they see me, how I'm studying it. And as I'm listening to him, I sort of get pulled to the right of me. And I'm listening to him and listening to the girl on the right. Now, she's already smoked up the fucking... She's already snorted up the dildo dust. I can tell. There's dildo dust all around her nose, just like cocaine. It's on her chin. She's laughing. She's telling a story that I can't seem to shut out, to ignore. And the story she's telling is she's telling these people around her that she once had something called a dermoid cyst. Now, I had to look this up. I didn't know what a dermoid cyst was. Sounded fake to me. It sounded like she was wasted on a fucking dildo dust. But I'm listening to him talk in this beautiful, impeccable sentence structure, the way he used sentences, a noun, a verb in every fucking sentence, the correct pauses. He even used semicolons in a fucking sentence that I was listening to just with my ears, and I could hear him using these fucking, this grammar, these marks. And I'm listening to the girl on the right, and she's talking about a dermoid cyst. And I think, what the fuck's a dermoid cyst? As I'm listening to him, she said she had a dermoid cyst come out of her cunt once. She said it was the size of a baseball. And in that baseball-like dermoid cyst that came out of her cunt, there was a fucking eyeball, there was a finger, there was a tooth. And she said a half an ear in this dermoid cyst. And I thought, that can't be real. This is the kind of fucking enriching things that I come across. I think that can't be real. She's telling everybody that. One girl says, yeah, I've heard a dermoid cyst. Some chick further down the creek says, yeah, I had a dermoid cyst one time. You don't want one. And that was something I had to look up. I thought a dermoid cyst, I mean, that sounds like something that I'd be interested in. Something comes out of a woman's cunt with a tooth in it and a finger and an eyeball, but it's not human. I have to check that out. So I logged that. I logged that in my mind. As I'm listening to him, you see how it works? You're absorbing. You're vacuuming. You're sucking up. You're extracting anything in your area that you think could possibly help you, because of how horrible life can be. You're constantly hunting, on the lookout. You're the sentry. You're the point man. When I was in Vietnam, I was never a point man. I was fucking 18 months in a Huey helicopter with a fucking machine gun in my hand. I was a door gunner. There was no point man. I just shot everything out the right fucking side of the helicopter. Everything. And if they weren't disintegrated, I went down there on a rope and had my dick out, and it would be a tidal wave of fucking VC women. It'd just be running, creating a giant wave like a tsunami trying to get away from my big dick. I just kept learning. I mean, you cannot stop learning if you want to grow. And that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to help you grow, fuckstick. So he's showing me this thing, and I'm listening to her, and I say to myself, make note, dermoid cyst size of baseball came out of her cunt with a fucking finger in it, a toe in it, an eyeball in it, fucking eyelashes, a tooth, and a fucking half a wristwatch. It sounds, I mean, all that shit didn't come out, but she did say shit was stuck in this dermoid cyst, and I thought, wow, that's a woman. Why do people want the woman? I mean, this is the horror that they go through. This is what they have. I mean, you might buy a fucking $1,000 mattress and she could have her period on it. I mean, you're not allowed to beat her. There's your $1,000. It's fucking gone. You have to look at shit like that to somehow grow. I mean, I've looked at stuff like that and somehow kind of grew. I mean, in some fucking warped way. So the guy's grinding up the dildos. I'm watching him gently lift the dildos out of the box. I'm seeing his delicate hands, the way he uses sentences. I'm seeing the fucking, like, coke-like dust coming out of the machine that you can snort. It's from a pussy, from a dildo ground up, made by a pussy, cured by a pussy. Without this thing being in a pussy, it wouldn't be nothing. You couldn't snort it. I mean, who the fuck would snort a rubber tire? Nobody's going to snort a rubber tire. Something rubber. Who's going to smoke a fucking rubber eraser? Nothing. It's nothing without the bitch factor involved in this thing. It is absolutely nothing at all. As he's telling me the story, I'm watching it. So, of course, your correspondent has to do it. I said, could I have a sample too, like everybody else here? And they're all doing it, and they're fucking panning for gold at the same time. I think this is stupid. This is could be embarrassing. I mean, I'm going to snort a ground-up dildo. A seasoned ground-up dildo. It was once deep inside some woman's fucking desire hole, her fucking wanton, sloppy hole. It was once inside there and extracted. It pulls out. As I always say, when you put a dick in to a cunt and you pull it out, you take a little bit away from the bitch. She doesn't know it. But every time you pull back, a little piece of her comes out until there ain't a goddamn thing left. Now she's in some cemetery eventually, and all her juices are leaking down the hill in a cemetery down to your fucking, where you're buried, and you're screwed up. You're halfway underwater under pussy juice. You can't get away from them. You have to know how to plan for that. You're never at the bottom of the hill. You'll always be at the top of the hill. Always remember that. Or you'll suffer for all eternity being halfway fucking sitting in fucking pussy juice. The rotted corpse of her that's in your box now because she's at the top of the hill. Because women always like the top floor in a fucking high-rise apartment or anything like that. It's important to them. So he says, yeah, you can have some, Norm. So I did it. I snorted the pussy dust. I got my panning shit there. I got my fucking plastic pan. It's not a metal pan. I've got my other dopes. I've got my guns. I've got my GPS. I've got a cell phone. It's just a flip phone. I've got all kinds of shit like that in case of emergencies and to protect myself because, I mean, let's face it. I come off a little bit classy, a little bit highfalutin, a guy with looks and an ability to speak, and he walks good too. It kind of can put people off. So you have to be prepared for the extreme dummy who might be so put off by me that he could be a threat to me physically, and I will not hesitate to put one between his fucking eyes. I mean, I just wouldn't hesitate. So I snort the pussy, the dust of the dildo with this machine. As I'm thinking about machines being manufactured and blades being manufactured, I'm at the helm of that. I'm in some office that's high up in the factory. I can look down on the workers. I'm imagining all this shit going on as I snort the dildo dust. Now, as I snort the dildo dust, I feel something that I've never felt before. I might have said this earlier in this recording. A sensation that I've never had. And I even heard voices with a ground up, the 100% authentic real rubber dildo, ground up, that had to be used in the pussy. That's the key ingredient. I actually heard voices and felt different in every way. I had tingling fingers, tingling hands. I felt my eardrums, I've never had this happen, move in and out. And then I had tunnel vision. And then, I guess the night was over. And when I woke up, it was the next fucking day. That's the next day. And I'm still laying in exactly the same place, and the guy's still grinding up the dildos, grinding them up for dildo dust. I'm laying right next to him. I don't know what could have happened. I mean, all those chicks there and shit, even more people look like they were there. There I was sleeping all goddamn night, wasted on dildo dust. It didn't take much. And I've done every drug there is, every dope there is, everything that you can do to yourself. I've done it. And I laid there all night, like a rube, like a fucking mamaluke, like an amateur hour fucking mook, M-O-O-K, like an amateur hour mook, a sucker. That's what I looked like. I didn't look like I had any experience at all. I mean, my bag that I packed all my shit was wide open. They could have taken any of that. Nobody took anything of that out of my bag. Then I thought my ultralight is probably fucking gone. It's rigged. They can't start it. I have a way that I can remove the cord to the spark plug, and I can just pull it off, and it won't run for anybody. And I think somebody must have taken my ultralight aircraft. Did I take one up the can? Did I take one up the crapper? Did someone bang me out? And I checked my asshole. I checked my balls. I looked for cum residue. I looked in my bag. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing had happened to me other than the fact that I was gone and one of the best night's sleeps I've ever had. And so why did I tell you this? Because it was, man, it was one of the best night fucking sleeps I've ever had, motherfucker. It was one of the best fucking nights I ever had sleeping, and I realized that this shit is magical. This fucking dildo dust has more fucking powers than you could imagine, more abilities, more unfucking found uses than you could ever imagine. I slept like crazy. I mean, I slept and I slept and I slept. I'm like fucking 1 foot from the guy doing all the goddamn dildo grinding. I slept right there. The people were behind me doing all the fucking dildo dust behind me. They were still sitting in the same spot, but they didn't get knocked out like I did. It must have somehow worked a need that I had. I mean, think of the pussy. What do they call it? God's right hand? God's right hand, the juices, the fixings in that fucking hole that makes kids, God's right hand, the tool that he uses, the oven, somehow work like a fucking, the cup of the chalice, the fucking cup Christ drank or something. It somehow worked like that with me, with whatever I was needing then. And I realize, holy shit, man, this stuff could be marketed as a sleep aid. It's a sleep aid, the best sleeping pill there is. You can get wasted. It's all natural. and you'll be asleep for fucking the minute you do it from the time you wake up. These other people were experienced with the dildo dust. I was not. I was thinking of bags of fucking gold. I was distracted. I didn't aim my fucking conscious at the fucking the job I was doing, what I was doing, snorting there to be aware, sending my subconscious all kinds of signals, all kinds of warnings. Please alert me if something isn't right. I usually do that with my subconscious. I'll prime it before I do anything, before I take any real chances. When I woke up, man, I felt great. I felt brand fucking new. I felt like a tidal wave of fucking something had flown over me and washed away all the problems that I've ever fucking had. This was all gone. Thanks to the dildo dust. Don't ask me what kind of dust it came from, what kind of dildo. A black woman, an Indian, an Apache. I don't really know where it came from. Fucking Iranian. I don't really know where the dildo came from. If I knew, I would then try to specialize the dildo for its particular properties from whatever area. Turkey, Guam, fucking any place, wherever you want to imagine. Hawaii, Alaska. I just take those particular dildos and then highlight whatever they do when they're snorted. This is fucking like some kind of, like they're trying to do with marijuana, which is nonsense. Telling you, fucking, this one's for anxiety, this one's for this, this one's for that. It's not true. It's at all. I would do that with a dildo dust. The marketing possibilities with this product are fucking endless. I mean, endless. When I got up, I couldn't believe my legs, my arms, whatever pain I had was gone. I walked and felt like I was floating, like I had rockets on my shoes, and every step I took, it levitated me above the ground as I walked. And I went back over where I was panning for gold. I went back over there, able to engage in my idea, my thoughts, my theories of where the gold was coming from, while at the same time watching people snort this dildo dust and watching this very nice, educated, quality-feeling man grind this shit up into dust, a confectionery-like sugar, like a powder. I mean, it was so much to take in. And there's a chick further down the river who keeps looking at me. And I can smell her from down the river, just like I did the other day when I was there. The river's moving my way. The water's flowing towards me. So that means that any molecules above the water, even her pussy, even if she was turned on and her drawers were soaking wet wanting my fucking 15.5-pound dick, it was pulling her scent, her juices, her odors, her essence to me, and I was smelling it. I mean, this was a feast of all feasts that you could ever hope for from just a tip from some fucking guy who came to your house and said, hey, Norm, I found a fucking ounce of gold. I found an ounce of fucking gold flakes, and I think you could find some too. Now, I had some gold, and I resumed my gold, but I was a different person. I feel different in a sense that I feel very enriched on this massive discovery with regards to dildos and the female, the American, the earth female. And it's not just American. Women use dildos all over, but maybe when they use them in somewhere else, like the UK or Sweden or something like that, Ireland, maybe it causes different things. Maybe the dildos really expand. Maybe they don't grow at all. But it's something to learn from, something that I can build from. And I have the basis. I've laid the foundation in my fucking mind. It's incredible. While I was sitting there down, fucking using the pan, trying to fucking get gold, I was thinking about how to, I would pass on something to them. I thought, what can I give them? It felt like if you were with Indians in 1820 and they wanted something and you gave them something and they gave you something, I felt like, well, can I tell them how to put saline solution in your ball sack and inject saline solution and glitter into your balls, and when you beat off, you could blow your cum all over your chick's tits. They love it. They go nuts. Should I divulge that to them? I didn't do that. I can't let that go. You got to save some part of you. Everybody there would be injecting their balls with my diabetic needles that I bought at the fucking Walmart. You can buy them retail, right? You don't need a prescription. I can't give that to them. Should I tell them about running flaps? It's an Indian I know. She lives up here. A Comanche and Apache Indian tribe live up here in upper northern Michigan. Should I tell them that I learned how to make asshole wreaths from fucking people? Thanks to running flaps. They call her running flaps. because the cunt flaps that hang from her fucking cunt are like half of a pancake. Think of pancakes and you put them together and you cut them in half and then hold them up to your cunt. That's how big her flaps are there. They call her running flaps. Running flaps. And that's why they call her running flaps. Should I tell them about how I just felt like I needed to give them something? I felt so fired up with enthusiasm, I needed to give them something. Should I tell them about running flaps? Now she makes asshole wreaths from fucking hairs around people's assholes. She comes from a tribe up here that's supposed to be non-existent up here. If I could get pictures or a video of it, I could be worth a fortune. I've seen fire. I've seen glowing flames in the woods. And I could be worth a fortune because they say that's not possible. Actual original Comanche and Apache Indians up here that moved in 1800s to Michigan, upper Michigan. Forests are so deep. The woods are so thick, so dense. You just don't know what you could come across. I mean, should I give them that? How to make wreaths, like a Christmas wreath, out of the hairs that come out from around your asshole. They're called asshole wreaths. They're incredible. Yeah, you gotta wash them and shit. And the hairs are short. They're not really dense wreaths. It's not like a real wreath like for Christmas or something like that, or Halloween wreath. The hairs are real short, like a fucking some short-haired dog. But they're asshole hairs. And I know how to make those. I know how to create those. I was shown by a fucking Apache Indian named Running Flaps. Time for a bong break. Be right back. Man, I got so much shit going on. Man, I got so much fucking shit that I don't know if I'm gonna make it, man. I got so much goddamn knowledge, and it just keeps coming towards me. This knowledge, I attract it like a fucking magnet. Man, I don't know what the fuck is gonna happen, but I know it's gonna be good, fuckstick. I know it.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We made it to Big Clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body, sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Emma Jean, I have come up with a unique mind-altering air treatment system that will permanently alter the brains of men. In its essence, my system is an air freshener. Let me explain. My air treatment system for men comes with a vintage Army-issued metal camping cup, a tiny stand, a candle, and a 5-gallon jug filled with liquid pussy. Liquid pussy is required to make my air freshener system effective. Emma Jean, according to a new article in Scientific American magazine, men are repulsed by the powerful odor of pussy. The article went on to say that more men would get married if they didn't have to smell the intense fumes of pussy when they were near a woman. Emma Jean, the liquid inside the 5-gallon jugs that come with my air freshener / mind-altering treatment system is made from the female pussy blaster gland. The pussy blaster gland is surgically removed from the recently expired dead bodies of women. Men must become desensitized with regards to the stench of pussy. It is a part of life. My revolutionary air freshening / mind-altering treatment system will fill every room in America with a putrid odor of an overripe, bubbling cunt. In that way, men will become used to pussy fumes because they will be everywhere. And eventually, men won't notice the migraine-producing, unholy, explosive stench of raw gash. Because of my air treatment, mind-altering air freshening system, men will eagerly eat out women, no matter how fat or ugly they may be. And women at last can be gloriously happy. There's a man's tongue and their hungry fuckhole. The man's eyes aren't watering. He hasn't blacked out, and he's not coughing either. The man can no longer smell pussy. He's cured. Gaseous tear-inducing beaver, for all intents and purposes, will be forever gone, thanks to my pussy desensitizing, mind-altering air freshener for men. Simply light the candle, place it under the vintage metal camping army cup, and then fill the cup with liquid pussy. Please write me back. I'd like to hear what you think about my air treatment mind reconditioning system for men. I want to get my army cup, candle, and jugs of liquid pussy on the store shelves by Christmas 2024. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the carpet store off 3rd Avenue. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she tore off her pants, panties, and brassiere, and she got on all fours. I unlatched my pants and slid down my underpants and let them drop to the floor, and I clubbed your big-titted little sister's tight pussy into a near state of unconsciousness as I crammed her atop the high-end Berber carpet. Your big-titted little sister and I were coming at exactly the same time when the manager of the carpet store saw us fucking atop the featured showroom Berber carpet. The carpet store manager charged at me like an angry bull, So I unscrewed my enormous schlong from your big-titted little sister's tight fuckhole, and I came all over the store manager while your big-titted little sister was wiping down her wet, overwrought pussy with a free carpet square sample. She looked up and yelled, Come all over that stupid bastard. Norman.
Attention, carpet store shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your carpet store manager. Right now, in our featured carpet showroom, you'll find a big-titted slut on all fours taking a jumbo dick from the rear. Sure, there's cum and sweat everywhere, but should you be worried? Of course not. The carpet they're fucking on is protected with 3M Scotch Guard protection. Get yourself a damp sponge and wipe that cum away. Presto, your rug is as good as new. We've had women tell us that they've shit, had their period, and urinated while getting banged out atop one of our rugs. No problem. Get yourself a damp sponge and wipe that bullshit away. Folks, earlier we had a horny customer come on one of our managers. That particular manager is currently on a 72-hour observational hold at the Pineview Mental Institution.
He came on me!
If you'd like to purchase a USB flash drive that contains the MP4 of that bad scene, come on up to the counter. My big, bulbed, full-lipped whore assistant will set you up with a USB flash drive that you can take home straight away. The USB flash drives are only 99 cents, and printed on them are huge dicks or wet pussy slits. Also, we are an official distributor of liquid pussy. Get yourself a 5-gallon jug now. Train your man to eat pussy every day, day in and day out, and all night long, too. This has been Baloney Pony, your carpet store manager. That is all.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.